Hi there, I'm Caroline Thor, professional organiser, KonMari consultant, teacher and mum of three. I started off my life as a mum feeling overwhelmed, disorganised and desperately trying to carve out some time for me amongst the nappies, chaos and clutter. One day, one small book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying changed everything and I began to learn strategies for making everyday life easier. Today I have the systems in place that means life can throw almost anything at me and I want to share them with you. If you're an overwhelmed mum struggling to keep it together, then this is the podcast for you. Grab a coffee and settle in for a quick chat with someone who gets your reality. Hello there and welcome to episode 50 of Living Clutter-Free Forever. Yes, episode 50. I really can't believe that this podcast has reached this amazing milestone and I want to thank you because if you hadn't kept listening, I wouldn't have had the motivation to keep going. I remember someone asking me what on earth I was going to find to talk about after a few episodes. But there has never been a week where I've had to sit racking my brains for a topic, so I guess this is my thing after all. I think I can legit call myself a podcaster. To celebrate this milestone, I wanted to choose a topic that I know you relate to. Overwhelm. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the mess in your space? Don't worry, you're not alone. And for each of you, it's different. What overwhelms one person, another would think is completely livable with. It really comes down to your personality and very often what else is going on in your life. For me at the moment, things are really crazy. I'm actually going for an operation on my shoulder tomorrow. We have some not very fun stuff going on in our family. And when things are like that, organising and decluttering can be a daunting task. But trust me, it's worth it for your mental and emotional well-being. I had this weird thing the other week where I just couldn't sleep worrying about some stuff with one of the kids. It was 4:30 in the morning and I got up and made a cup of tea and sat there worrying some more. And then I decided I needed to do something to distract myself. So I went through every drawer on the ground floor. I emptied one after the other out on the dining room table, decluttered the things that had ended up there that didn't belong in that space and reorganized everything into categories and put them back. By the time the family got up, I had 2 hours of decluttering finished and I felt so much better. It was a job I'd been meaning to do for ages, but life just kept getting in the way. It gave me a strange motivation to face the other stuff going on at the moment. Our house isn't looking great as I record this, and I know it's a reflection of how I'm feeling. But let's get real for a second. The house not being great is not helping how I feel. Clutter can cause serious stress, anxiety, and even depression. And I'm not just talking about a pile of laundry or a few papers on your desk. It's the overall mess that can have a big impact on the quality of your life. But don't worry, we can conquer this mess together. The first step is to overcome that feeling of overwhelm and get motivated to start organizing. I know it can be tough to even know where to begin. But breaking the task down into smaller, manageable pieces is a great place to start. So let's take it one step at a time. Another thing that can hold us back from getting organized is perfectionism. Now, this is not something I have ever had a problem with, but I know a lot of people I work with do. They feel like they need to do everything perfectly or not at all. But let's be real, done is better than perfect. Taking action, even if it's not perfect, is better than doing nothing at all. And if you're feeling stuck, reach out to your friends or family or me for support. Having someone to hold you accountable and provide encouragement can make all the difference. Once you've overcome procrastination and overwhelm and taken those first steps, it's time to dive into organizing your space. And trust me, it's not just about making things look pretty. Being organized can help you be more productive and efficient in your daily life. In the end, the benefits of organizing and decluttering are well worth the effort. You'll feel more in control of your surroundings and your life, which can lead to greater feelings of happiness and satisfaction. So let's do this. If you're looking to declutter and organize your space, the KonMari method might be worth checking out. And if you're anything like me, you might need some patience and kindness along the way. I would love to support you with this. And as clothes is where you should start, I have a 5-day clothing challenge to get you started. Just go to caroline-thor.com/clothes and you'll receive daily emails giving you your next instructions and the accountability you need. I really will reply to any emails you send me. I'll put the link in the show notes for you. Now, let's talk about setbacks when it comes to getting organized. They can make us feel overwhelmed. We all know that life can throw us some curveballs and sometimes things don't go as planned. But fear not, because there are tips and tricks for dealing with setbacks that will help you get back on track and feeling organized in no time. First things first, it's important to understand that setbacks are a totally normal part of the process. Life happens, routines change, and sometimes we just feel overwhelmed. So try not to beat yourself up about it. Instead, approach setbacks with compassion and without self-judgment. We've all been there. Now let's talk strategies for getting back on track. One key tip is to start small. Instead of trying to tackle everything at once, focus on one small area of task. So let's take clothes as an example. If you know you lack motivation or are feeling overwhelmed, start by just doing socks. If you're feeling brave, go for tops. Whatever you do, if you're feeling overwhelmed, do not take every item of clothing you own and pile them on your bed. Chances are you will not have anywhere to sleep that evening. Trust me, even a small victory can make a big difference in boosting your motivation and getting you back in the game. Another great strategy is to enlist support. Whether it's calling in a favour from a friend or hiring a professional organiser, having someone else to help you can make all the difference. Plus, it can make the process of getting organised a lot more fun. Lastly, let's talk about learning from mistakes. This is an important part of the process of getting and staying organised. Take some time to reflect on what caused the setback and what you can do differently moving forward. Maybe you need to reassess your goals, adjust your strategies, or simply be more compassionate with yourself. Whatever it is, take note of it and learn from it. So, you might have heard me mention what sounded like a brilliant organising strategy in a previous episode. You implemented it, and it hasn't worked for you. At this point, the danger is you lose motivation, start thinking the whole process is ridiculous and a waste of time, and give up. Can we have a reality check? Just because a strategy has worked for me does not mean it's necessarily going to work for you. You might need to reflect on which part didn't work and tweak it, or decide it's a complete non-starter given your personality and home circumstances. If that is the case, break open the champagne and just celebrate a victory. If you can realise what's not working, you are going to find out what will work for you. You might need something completely different. Now, I have lots of other ideas for most scenarios. I just share the ones that usually have the higher success rate. If you're feeling stuck, please message me at caro.thor on Instagram or email me at caroline@caroline-thor.com and explain what's not worked and ask for some new suggestions. That's what I'm here for. So remember that setbacks happen to everyone, but by understanding them, developing strategies for getting back on track and learning from mistakes, you can continue to make progress towards your organizing goals. As we wrap up, I want to remind you that getting organized is a journey, not a sprint. So take things one step at a time and don't be too hard on yourself if things don't go perfectly. Remember that every step you take towards getting organized is progress, no matter how small. So let's do this. Take the first step towards getting organized today, whether it's decluttering a drawer like me at 4:30 in the morning or making a plan to tackle a larger organizational challenge. And always remember, by developing good habits and strategies, you can create a space that not only looks organized, but also supports your mental and emotional well-being. Just find a way to do it so you don't feel overwhelmed. Thanks so much for listening. I can't wait to see your progress on your organizing journey. You can DM me your before and after photos on Instagram at caro.thor so I can keep cheering you on. Until next time. If you've enjoyed this episode, Please send the link to a friend you know would appreciate it. Subscribe and leave a review. I look forward to bringing you more organising tips next time. But if you can't wait until then, you can go to my website or find me on Instagram at caro.thor or on Facebook at Caroline Organiser. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to guiding you on your journey to find your clutter-free ever after.